Springtime Fluff, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This is Chapter 5, Honey and Bees and Sharing a Blanket. Summary. Flint and Bucky have a slow evening together. "What you doing?" Flint asked, leaning through the slit of the half-open door to Bucky's bedroom. Smiling at his boyfriend's voice alone, Bucky looked up. "Just some gaming," it answered, watching Clint lean around the corner so that just his head and a part of his back were visible. "You want to join me?" "I'm tired," Clint muttered, resting his head against the frame but not moving much otherwise. "You want to come hide under my blanket and watch me play?" Bucky chuckled. Even years after breaking free from Hyda's programming and living in the future, there were still a lot of things it didn't fully understand, but Clint had never been one of them. Clint was tired. The dark circles under his eyes and the fact that he had been on a mission all week were enough to know that, but Bucky noticed more than that. The way he didn't just walk in, drop onto the mattress next to it, and crawl under the blanket showed Bucky that Clint was insecure and wasn't sure if he was welcome in the space. The fact that he was still hiding behind the half-open door and that he was wearing his most worn and most oversized black hoodie made it clear that he was feeling dysphoric and didn't want to be perceived. He was also overwhelmed, probably overtired, and most likely starting to get a headache. Bucky knew this from the fact that he was barely talking and from the way he was resting his head against the cool metal frame. "Come, it's okay," it said, pausing the game, putting its controller down, and petting the free half of the mattress next to it. "You want to sleep here tonight?" Clint hesitated, but Bucky just gave him a friendly smile and waited until he answered. "Yeah, I'd like that." "Come," Bucky repeated. "I've got something cool to show you." Clint nodded, finally entering the room fully. He pulled the door closed behind him, then immediately crossed his arms in front of his chest. "Love you." Bucky flipped the blanket up so Clint could lie down next to it. "Love you too," he muttered into Bucky's side as it pulled the blanket over him. "I'm glad you're back." Bucky carried its fingers through his hair and smoothed down the corner of a band-aid on Clint's forehead, where it was lifting a little. Clint just scrambled a little and wrapped his arms around Bucky instead of giving a real answer. "You want to take your aids out and try to get some sleep?" This time Clint shook his head against Bucky's side, but he also slipped the purple devices off his ears and dropped them on its chest. Chuckling fondly, Bucky brushed his hair down a little before picking up its controller and continuing the game. For a while, it seemed like Clint was slowly falling asleep next to it despite himself, until he poked his head out from under the soft fabric. He rested his head on Bucky's shoulder, studying the screen for a moment before nudging it under the blanket. As an acknowledgement, Bucky brushed a soft kiss on top of his head, then navigated through the game so it could show Clint its newest achievement. "You got bees?" Clint muttered. His voice was quiet and tired, but it was clear that he was excited, both for the game and for Bucky sharing its achievements. Bucky nodded against his head and steered its character in the game to the closest chest to show Clint the honey it had already harvested before continuing the game. Clint hummed happily, brushing a kiss against Bucky's neck through its long hair. For a while, he kept watching Bucky, nudging it or pointing at the screen when he wanted to tell them something. Bucky was used to this. They often spent the evening together like this when Clint was too tired to wear his aids and doesn't want to sign. After a bit, Clint's nonverbal comments became less and less until he slumped lower against Bucky. His breathing became softer and calmer. The arm that had been pressed against his own chest the entire time slipped down, and the one still wrapped around Bucky's relaxed. "Sleep tight, sweetheart." Bucky breathed into his hair and pulled the blanket to cover him properly. "I love you."